Thanks for joining us for part two of my interview with Denise Schall. This is Betty Smith, Vice President of Communications with CQG, and we'll just get right into talking about Denise's book, her first book. Tell me a little bit about your book, Market Mind Games.
Well, it lays out this new psychology of risk, which is admittedly my own theory, you know, my amalgam of really all of the different veins of neuroscience. So I pull the pieces together so that you have a coherent theory and then apply it to sitting in front of a screen and having to make decisions about uncertainty, you know, day in and day out, moment in and moment out. It's always about making a better judgment call. So the book goes through the theory, gives the scientific background. I think ultimately the most interesting piece will be what I call the fractal psychology of it, which is a version of a psychoanalytic theory, and that is that we have a transference. And basically, transferences just mean that you have perceptions of yourself and your and where you belong in the world in relationship to others, and particularly in relationship to authority figures, that come from what you were taught about your place in the world and how you should behave when you were young in relationship to your parents. Traders have a transference to the markets. The market's an authority figure. It's like the ultimate authority figure. So what happens is traders get stubborn, or they want to prove that they're right, or all whatever their mosaic of behavior is, and you can map it every time to their basic childhood setup. I know it's the most useful part because I have now for years sat on the other end of the phone and been able to. I've yet to find a trader where I couldn't make that map for them. And almost all of them see it. I mean, something like 90%. Once we match the two, they can see it. Then the challenge is intellectual knowledge is not necessarily enough. You have to work through what the feeling, the context of feelings you're creating, and then learn to be aware of it as it's happening and saying, oh, this percentage of my feeling of fear of missing out, for example, really comes from, you know, when I didn't make the football team in high school or whatever it is. I mean, everybody's got their stories. So that's the groundbreaking piece of the book, at least from my perspective.
Sure. And taking that knowledge and then being able to do something with it is the challenge.
Right. The clue, ultimately, is to have and create a different emotional experience. I like to give people the tools and teach them how to walk through creating just one different emotional experience in terms of how they handle a trade, and then capturing how they feel about it and seeing how that's different, and then building on that to create a second one for themselves, I mean, even without us. But then if they're actively working one-on-one with us, then in that relationship, us also creating a different emotional experience. So people have variations of expecting to be wrong or expecting to lose or expecting to be angry and get in trouble for it. And then when they're working one-on-one with them, with us, we actually, in that relationship, give them a different emotional experience. But we also give them the tools to create for that for themselves as they're trading. Now, that they start at an intellectual level, but in the end, it's about actually experiencing a different emotional mosaic such that you can then build on that. Because literally, I mean, when that happens, your brain is changing. And if you consciously then try to build on that, you start to be able to, you know, gain a skill that you didn't have.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like a process.
It's more like learning, you know, it's more like learning to play golf. But hey, you know, people spend their entire lives perfecting their golf game or attempting to, right? And there is no, I mean, I coach guys that have, you know, $15,000 in their trading account and guys who have $1.5 billion under their own discretionary management. And I can tell you, they are not that different. We're all human. Our brains all react to uncertainty in the same way. Our brains all use emotion in the same way. We all have our unconscious fractal emotional setups, and it's just a matter of making them conscious and then creating different emotional experiences, and then your brain is able to do things that it was not able to do before.
Well, I can't wait to read the book, and we're very excited that you'll be doing a webinar with us on market mind games and trading psychology in the near future here. So I just want to thank you so much. I appreciate you taking the
time
to speak with me today, and we look forward to the webinar.